Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm really grateful for this. My joints don't hurt as much, and I have a lot more energy and focus. I've been amazed at the difference. I'm working on weight loss right now, but most importantly, first and foremost, I just want to be healthy again, and I'm feeling better and better every day. I'm sleeping better, too. You know, I kept hearing about it on the radio, and I just said, you know what? This is fantastic. Everybody is saying all of these things that I'm trying to fix, and I said, I know this will work. And sure enough, it has. It really, truly has. So I'm very grateful.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Gone are the dark clouds that end me by. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. You know, there's a reason I take this supplement. My husband takes it. And my husband was saying just the other night, he's like, I have not been sick. He goes, this is just such an amazing thing. He goes, I wish everybody knew about this. I said, I know. Get the word out. Balanceofnature.com. What a fantastic supplement. 31 fruits and vegetables. You can take them in dehydrated form. And a couple of capsules of veggies and a couple of capsules of fruits. Everything from mushrooms dialed down to peppers to apples to you name it. I mean, every kind of fruit and vegetable. And I'm telling you, it's great for your health. It also comes with a drink. It tastes a little bit like apples. It's actually really good. It's a fiber drink. And it does a whole lot of stabilizing for your body, which is really nice. I highly recommend this. I did my homework, and I love research, and I'm telling you, this was the one. This was the one that packed the most in, and also, at the same time, had the best price. And I was like, wow, this is affordable for anybody's budget. You could be on a limited income and still get Balance of Nature. Also, you can put in the code KATE, and you can try it out, 30% off and free shipping. There's no reason in the world you shouldn't have this. It really is that good, and so I recommend it wholeheartedly, and of course, well, my gosh, what's stopping you? At this point, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you order it right now. Make sure you have this on hand for the fall. I am just going to send that little warning through because it needs to happen. That little warning needs to happen. You need to have that for the fall. Okay, I'm trying. I'm going to try to answer some calls. So we were just talking about the trucking industry because a lot of people didn't realize that was kind of co-opted with some bailout money and some mm-hmm. ownership of the government. Tell me about YRC.
Well, yeah, this particular trucking company, YRC, originally was the guy that started the Yellow Cab Company.
Mm-hmm.
Then they bought Roadway Corporation, which mm-hmm. was a trucking company.
Right.
So today it's the Yellow Roadway Corporation, YRC.
Mm-hmm.
And they handle 68% of military transportation.
Interesting.
Now, if they handle 68% of military transportation, how did they get into enough trouble that they need a $700 million loan to stay in business?
And so instead of a government contract, now it's government ownership. That's a problem.
30%.
Well, yeah, what I don't understand, in starting in May, we had articles coming out saying trucking was in danger. Trucking was having layoffs and furloughs. And the problem with that, I can see, is that Americans didn't stop buying things. In fact, they were hoarding things. We couldn't even keep the shelves stocked. We had truckers coming in. I mean, truckers were working around the clock. Remember this? It was like truckers are heroes. Remember the whole montage, hug your trucker, love your trucker. Okay. We were never in a no demand zone. We were in a demand zone all through COVID. So why in the world would they be in a hurting position so much so that they would need bailout money.
Well, here's an interesting little article out of the Wall Street Journal in 2018. The Justice Department sued YRC Worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 2018. Because they supposedly overcharged the Pentagon millions of dollars for shipping for several years.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so now they're going to loan the company that supposedly overcharged them millions of dollars, $700 million.
To get out of legal trouble?
It's really...
Now we own you, and now maybe somebody won't go to jail, or a company won't... Mm. Interesting. I don't know. Thinking outside the box. Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Max, and I enjoy your show. I consider myself a conservative. But this mask thing left me a little concerned because the studies I've read indicate that it's quite likely that people that are asymptomatic, at least initially, can spread the virus, one, and then two, the fact that you can only spread it if you're coughing or sneezing isn't accurate either. You can they've proven that droplets from speaking, even breathing, can infect another person. And I'm sure you guys have read those studies.
Here's the deal. And I know a lot of people never talk about this, but did you know we all have an immune system? And that immune system always kicks in. This is why the whole world doesn't get flu during flu season.
I can't agree with you there, but there's a lot of people that are out and about that need protection, and we're wearing the mask to protect those people, I believe.
How are you protecting them, though? I'm just curious. How is it protecting
you? If I'm asymptomatic and I can infect someone, which I can.
Can you?
If I'm just speaking, I can put the virus in the air.
Can you?
I can infect somebody. The virus is, when I'm speaking right now, I'm putting the virus into the air if I'm early asymptomatic.
Okay, now what makes you think that me standing across from you, even 2 feet, that my immune system is going to let that in? What makes you think that?
Somebody, some old lady who's got diabetes and heart failure, is going to let, sure, hers is going to let it in.
You know what's so interesting about that, though? My dad's going through chemo. And you know what's interesting is when I'm around him, he doesn't have a mask on. But guess what? He hasn't fallen ill to anything over the last several months. In fact, his immune system has actually stayed up.
He probably hasn't encountered the coronavirus. It's not very prevalent in our community. I can see why we don't necessarily all need to wear masks. He could get sick if he encountered
somebody that had
the coronavirus that was asymptomatic, but early asymptomatic and wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, okay. So it's all the mask is saving us then.
No, the mask's not saving you. Your immune system, as you stated, was saving you. Yeah. It's not saving your father. His immune system's not saving you.
I just want to say this one thing. There's an article today out of the World Health Organization that says they have not decided yet if asymptomatic people can transmit the disease. They're not sure it can happen.
Just like when I had the flu and my husband, when I had the flu last, my husband didn't get it, my kids didn't get it, my coworkers didn't get it, Uncle Milty didn't get it, and guess what? I was asymptomatic for like probably a week, right? I mean, or a couple of days at least.
I never get the flu. I got diabetes, I've had a heart failure, but I don't get sick with colds or flus either.
Right. Okay? But you're afraid of a cold virus.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm not saying that everybody is going to infect everybody. I'm just saying we could err on the side of caution until we know for sure for the old people that don't have great immunity.
Did you know that we do know for sure? Did you know we do know for sure? It's a cold virus. And did you know 99.7% are just fine? And so it falls under the other cold viruses. They're all coronaviruses. It's not a boogeyman disease. It's not much different.
No, I don't think so either. I agree with 90% of what you say.
Okay.
But at this point, until we know for sure, I think it's great for people to wear masks to protect the old people. We live in a community of thousands of people.
I know, and isn't it amazing that they have survived this long when people weren't wearing masks? My gosh, think about all the viruses.
We don't have very much of a virus here.
Think about all the viruses and the
all over the country.
They could have gotten. Did they die? Were they peeling off left and right, and we just didn't know it until we wore the masks to save everyone?
Where the virus was very prolific. Yeah, they were dying
really?
Left and right.
They were dying left and right?
Like that, where people's immune systems have been compromised.
Gosh, we've never had more than about 200,000 deaths from flu and respiratory every single year, and this year's no different.
Look, I agree with all that, all right? I agree with all that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, why not err on the side of caution until we know more?
And why is that the caution?
You do a great job, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
God bless you, keep up the good work.
But why is that the caution, I guess? Why are we erring on that caution? Why don't we just crawl on the ground? Maybe it lives up high. I don't know. I mean, why that caution? Why do I have to go wear a mask when the mask doesn't do anything for a healthy person.
It's likely that you, if you just got the disease, let's say you just got it and you're asymptomatic. There's a good chance that you can pass that on to other elderly people in the line at Walmart.
How am I going to do that when they have their own immune system that works for them too? How am I supposed to infect everybody?
You're making an argument too far.
Am I?
You haven't read the scientific journals about this.
The scientific journals keep changing every 5 minutes. Go read all the studies. They don't even know what they're doing. They seem to feel like this virus is brand new and a boogeyman, and we don't know anything about it. Yeah, it's a coronavirus.
I get what you're saying, and I feel the same way. I'm just saying there's a reason to wear a mask right now. We don't have to.
There is no reason to wear a mask right now. A healthy person should not wear a mask. A healthy person has no business wearing a mask, just like they didn't before March. We all of a sudden thought we were a vulnerable nation.
I don't know if I'm in the early stages asymptomatic of the disease.
Then stay home.
I don't know.
Then just stay home.
I don't
know
if I am.
Okay, then I think you should stay home.
I shouldn't go to work then, you think? Huh?
I think so. I think you should err on the side of caution.
Err on the side of caution. Stay home.
To hang your coat on face masks is a bad idea, you guys.
Yeah, okay. So err on the side of caution. Stay home. Thanks for the call, by the way. Err on the side of caution. Just stay home. And I'm going to go about my life as a healthy person, just like I did before March, before the entire world went crazy and forgot they had an immune system.
You know, the problem is this err on the side of caution thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of this.
Yeah.
They're not saying err on the side of caution. They're saying wear the mask.
Yes.
And they're not telling you why you have to wear the mask.
No, they're saying, oh my gosh, to prevent what you could do to somebody.
Possibly if.
Possibly if. Know. And did they ever do this before? That's why it's
flu
so funny
is
to me.
Influenza is just as contagious. I never heard them say wear a mask to protect other people from the flu.
This is not more contagious. It's a coronavirus. They know plenty about it. They act like they don't. They do. They know plenty. We've done plenty of studies on coronaviruses.
Yep.
It's the same test for SARS as it is COVID.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my piece of logic is, so the mask prevents the virus droplets from leaving me, but doesn't prevent them from entering me, I take it. It's a one-way device from what they're saying.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if you're worried about getting it, wear a mask.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That will prevent it from going in. And they're saying, no, you have to wear the mask to prevent it from going out. What, it only works one way?
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to understand this logic here because I looked at the bandana. It doesn't say which. Even I look at the mask. There's a blue side. There's a white side. It doesn't tell me which side I'm supposed to put in or out. So am I doing it wrong?
There's no logic to this. Before March, everybody knew we had an immune system. They would put up the death numbers to the flu in January. Nobody batted an eye. Nobody thought about transmission. It wasn't even a thing until March when they told us that this is what we had to go do to err on the side of caution.
If you think you're
What happened to the whole have to wear gloves and sanitizers, shake hands?
And 6 feet
all
apart.
That? I don't hear about that anymore.
I know.
And using disinfectant wipes on everything I touch.
I know.
And all that. I'm not hearing that anymore.
I'm not either, Uncle Melty.
If you think you may be infecting people, you wear the white side in. If you're afraid of getting it, you wear the white side out.
Yes, it's like the hokey pokey. You just and then you figure it all out. See?
I got you now. Okay. So I'm going to wear it the other way to make sure I blow it out.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to wear it that way just
to err on the side of caution. Yes.
I want to make a mask that has goofy teeth on it.
Right.
I want to start making funny ones. I'm sticking my tongue out at everybody.
No, I think so too.
Because that's about how I feel. If you're gonna make me wear it, can I have it have sharp teeth?
Thank
and, you.
And
know, something that just gives me a feeling of how frustrated I am.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. I got to go to a break. But I think we should crawl on the ground just to err on the side of caution. I think viruses live 3 feet up. I'm sure there was a scientific journal on the subject from the 1600s that we could unbury. And my thought is if we just crawl around on the ground, I think it would be beneficial to people. I really do. And I think we ought to start doing it.
You really have
err on the side, man.
You really have to believe in the if it can save one life theory.
Oh, gosh. Save one
life. If you don't believe that, then nothing else works.
Look, buddy, you're going to wear the mask. You're going to like it. I don't care if it's only 304 people per state that are serious. You're going to do it for them, okay? You're going to do it for them, buddy. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
The Zion. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The answer is easy. If you listen carefully, I'd like to help you. In your struggle to be free, there must be 50 ways to catch corona. She said, I really hate to give such attitude. Furthermore, I truly hope my social distance isn't rude. But I'll repeat myself, at the risk of virus in my food, there must be 50 ways to catch corona. 50 ways to catch corona. You just go out to eat, Pete. Hang out at the pub, bub. Hands don't need to be clean, Gene. Hey, just listen to me. Breathe in the sneeze, Louise. Don't worry about that moist breeze. Just touch on your face, Grace. Share a ciggy with me. Oh, just go out to eat, Pete. Hang out at the pub, bub.
Hang out at
hands
the pub,
don't need to be clean.
You're gonna catch it.
It's all cool, you see.
You're gonna catch it.
Breathe in the sneeze.
You just don't know it. It's the boogeyman. It's the boogeyman virus. We've had him before, but it's a boogeyman virus.
Yeah.
By the welcome back to the show, the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com and share the podcast, please. So I want to have a conversation on air similar to the one I just had, because this is just so perfect. And thank you, Kevin Gutzman, who is the guy, man. Him and Tom Woods, they are just the guys on the founding fathers. They've written many books. In fact, Kevin has written many books, Kevin Gutzman. He's actually a professor, one of the few conservatives like Dr. Pesta, but he wrote, he actually shared this conversation. And so let's just do part of this, because it's the wear your damn mask is the entitlement of this piece. And so the random person says, Uncle Milty,
wear your damn mask.
And me, I say, well, the viral particles are much smaller than the pores of the mask, so the mask is ineffective at filtering them, right?
No.
Oh.
They travel on droplets,
uh-huh.
And the mask keep the droplets out, or they keep them in if you're sick.
So wait, how is the virus transmitted then?
Through droplets. Wear the mask.
Droplets? Like the droplets spewed in a cough or a sneeze?
Yeah.
Okay. And so though people are showing symptoms?
Yeah.
So my answer to that would be, well, yes.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So why do healthy people need to wear the mask?
Why do healthy people need to wear the mask?
Because of asymptomatic spread. Listen to the experts.
But I am listening to the experts. Many studies show, and even the WHO announced, that asymptomatic transmission is exceedingly rare. So did you read that?
WHO walked that back to clarify that it's pre-symptomatic spread that's concerning.
Pre-symptomatic?
Yes, like they are infected but showing no symptoms.
Symptoms like coughing and sneezing?
Yes.
So how is the virus spread again?
Just wear the mask.
Are you going to answer the question?
It's like pants.
Pants?
Yeah. If a person pees in public without wearing pants, then you have a greater chance of getting pee on you.
Oh.
Your risk is reduced further if you are wearing pants too.
But first of all, people don't pee in public. And second, if they did pee in public, the only way someone's stream of urine would hit me is if they were directly aiming for me and standing close enough to hit me. And third, I don't care if you wear pants. How does this relate?
If someone coughs on you in public, you'll care.
People don't just cough on each other, though. The last time someone coughed directly in my face was when I had toddlers and they didn't understand common courtesy or germ transmission. The only way someone would cough directly on me in public is if they were aiming. So anyway, pants don't keep the pee in. It's still going to get everywhere. So pants just change the direction of the flow. Same with masks.
Common courtesy? You don't have common courtesy if you're refusing to do something as simple as wearing a mask.
How is it courteous to ask me to do something I disagree with based on research, especially when I'm not sick or showing any symptoms, when the virus is spread through the droplets of people who are showing symptoms?
You'll think differently when you get sick.
But if I get sick, I'll stay home. So if I must go out, I will be happy to not cough on people. But just to clarify, would you stand near me in public if I were wearing a mask and coughing?
No, I mean, if you get sick, you could die.
Oh, but the virus has a 99.9% survival rate.
It's not about you. It's about protecting the vulnerable.
But if I'm not sick or showing symptoms, how am I further protecting the vulnerable by wearing a mask? Studies also show that masks put the wearer at increased risk of illness. I'm actually creating illness.
You can't listen to those studies. Oh. You need to listen to the professionals in the fields of medicine and science.
But these studies are from the professionals in the fields of medicine and science.
Well, they are obviously flawed.
How so?
It wouldn't be a mandate if it weren't important.
But why is it a mandate now that the death rate has plummeted for the last 10 weeks when it wasn't a mandate during the peak?
Because of the new studies on masks.
So masks have never been studied before in the entire history of medicine?
It's a new virus.
A new virus that's transmitted in the same way as the other viruses. It's all corona. So how is it transmitted again? Through droplets of people showing symptoms. So if I'm not sick or showing symptoms and I have no fever and I'm not coughing, how would my wearing a mask further prevent transmission of these things if I'm not doing them?
Oh, just stop being a dork and wear the mask.
So you're asking that I stop critically thinking, accept a fascist mandate, join the herd and walk blindly into a dangerous abyss of ever increasing control over my self-sovereignty, all while signaling my virtue, shaming me, and then actually propping myself up for increased illness.
Well, I'm going to report you if you don't wear the mask.
What country am I in again?
That's a typical conversation.
And scene. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, random person. Shaming progressive liberal. Yeah, it's all about just wear it. I don't want to have to answer why. It's just err on the side of caution. You should just do it because we've been told 5,000 times to do it by the media. So you should just totally do it. Just completely do it. Don't ask. Don't question. It's the Church of COVID. The Church of COVID commandments. You will wear a mask. You will not ask questions. You will worship government. You will worship the health departments. You will just do this. So stop asking why and just do it.
According to St. Fauci.
According to St. Fauci. Hi, caller. I know. I'm sorry. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, guys. It's on. We're jumping into Normandy tonight. Before we get on the plane, make sure you have your masks on.
All righty. I'm going to do it. I'm going to totally do it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, another thing I've seen people, they've lately been wearing just a face shield with no mask.
Uh-huh.
How does that one work? I'm trying to put my head around that one.
That's okay. There's four layers of protection if you haven't caught on. There is the mask, then there is the face shield, and then you're behind plexiglass, and then there's the box you stand in that's 6 feet apart. So there's four levels of protecting the few vulnerable that live among us that never knew they had to stay inside. Is the hazmat suit. That's level
five. If you have a medical condition that prohibits you from wearing the mask and somebody wants to spit on you, then you should have the face shield on.
Yes. And then if somebody just wants to, I guess, pee everywhere. Yeah. I don't know whether the stream will hit you or not, caller.
Well, the shield protects you both ways.
What's the plexiglass for?
If you want to spit on them.
Oh. But why the plexiglass? But then,
in case you missed the shield.
Okay, then what about the 6-inch box that I guess we can't calculate 6 feet, but you're told what 6 feet is now?
Yeah, but most people can't spit that far.
Oh, okay. Did we clear that up for you, caller? Level five is the
that's about
suit.
As clear as mud as we can get. I just look at it and go, the world has gone crazy, and I just because I haven't gotten on the train, now I want to be called crazy.
Right.
And that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, well, you just better know. You better wear the dang mask.
Yeah, okay? Wear the dang mask.
You know, I feel so sorry. These people, Jim Jones would have killed them all.
I know.
You know
every last one of them.
I survived. I don't like grape Kool-Aid.
Thank you. No, we surely appreciate that. And that really is the logic to wear the mask. It's grandma and grandpa weren't safe. Before, but they were safe before March came along of 2020. But ever since March of 2020 came along, no one's safe. We're all vulnerable and they're all going to get what you have and nobody has an immune system and you're going to make somebody get sick and die, even though 99.8% actually are just fine. That you're going to make people die. Which people, by the way, is that the 0.02% that die? I can't figure this one out.
You know, the caller really hit the nail on the head, though, when he said Jim Jones would have killed them all. Because that's what it takes. Yeah. That kind of following mentality.
And healthy people, you better get that mask on, even though it's not preventing anything.
Wear the dang mask.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, you too. It's Crazy Corey.
Hi, Crazy Corey. Are you wearing the mask? Wear the mask. Don't ask. Just wear it.
Sorry. No, I'm not. Never have.
Grandma killer? You're
anyway,
a grandma killer. Go
we
ahead.
We had an awesome conversation, my family and I. We had gone to a fireworks display, and when my son showed up with his friend, they were wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, he was kind of mad at the family because nobody else had worn masks, and it was being responsible and all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And we had this long conversation, and what it came down to was he felt like he had kind of been guilted or felt responsible that he should wear a mask because it was a good, polite thing to do in a large crowd. Well, and he was mad at us, not because we weren't wearing the mask, but because he felt like he had to, and so we should. And I think there's a lot of that out there, that people are feeling guilted into it, and so they're just getting angry at other people. So I just decided if I run into, because I still haven't run into anybody who's, you know, gotten me on not wearing the mask. Mm-hmm. If somebody says something, I'm just going to say, it must really suck to wear a mask, you know?
Yeah.
And then show them the letter from Dr. Butters that I have on my phone.
Yes.
Buttar. That I have in my phone that keeps me from having to do it, which it has worked on a couple of occasions. I've just shown them and they just say, yeah, go ahead.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that.
To get them out of it so then they can start getting out of it. And I think that's maybe the way
to go.
Maybe
too. Maybe it's their own guilt. You know, they want to follow government. Yeah. They believe what they say and they worship it. So they're following along, but they don't want to be the only one in the group and they want to have everybody else follow along too, and that way they don't feel like they're the only gullible one. I don't know what maybe. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
I think there's some truth to it.
I think so too. You're right.
How come that same guilt doesn't work for the 96-year-old man that won't give up his driver's license but can't drive faster than 5 miles an hour anymore?
Because that's just not important right now. Okay, all right. That person might actually kill somebody. Everybody else needs to wear the mask to avoid killing somebody. Even though 99.8% live to tell about it and are just totally fine. Mm-hmm. You're killing somebody out there. We don't know exactly who, but you are killing somebody because they have a death rate, right? 500 deaths in the entire nation that were already chalked up to COVID. Long ago, before COVID came, it's just reassigned. See, all these deaths are reassigned and repackaged, as John Rappaport says, and he's right on the money. They're repackaged to sell to you that it's COVID. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kate and Uncle Milt. It's Dion here in Provo. I just wanted to say two things real quick.
Mm-hmm. Sure, go for it.
I just wanted to apologize for my misunderstanding with your tourism guy down there and me sticking my foot in it. So I just wanted to apologize to you, Kate, and Uncle Milton.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you got 30 seconds.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, and the second one is, please, guys, can you promote that website you talked about yesterday, People's Rights? I read the whole thing. It looks effective, and it looks like a way that we can resurrect the unorganized militia.
Okay.
People'sRights.org. Mm-hmm. Go there.
People'sRights.org.
We can build up those numbers. That'll make a huge difference in protecting our freedom and our neighborhoods and all that stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for that. People'sRights.org.
That People'sRights.org. That's the one that sends out text to anybody who joins. It's actually a pretty good thing.
It's really good, and that might be the only way we can kind of help each other to understand maybe what's going on in the future when radio programs like this can't exist. And I appreciate your support, by the way, to the few that help support this, because otherwise we can't be on the air. And I'm telling you, we're going to go by the wayside. This might be the only way we can communicate.
And the other thing about it is it lets you know who out there thinks like you.
Yes.
Which is important.
It's so true. It is so true. We have a freedom problem. And if you love freedom, that doesn't make you selfish. It makes you understand your citizenship in this country. You know, to be a liberal progressive, I have to say it, you're not an American.
Nope.
Because it has nothing to do with being an American. It's a lot of anti-God, believe in whatever scientist has bought and sold, and do whatever government says and worship government. Americans were never, ever under the delusion of worshiping government. So I don't know how some of you became liberal progressive. I don't know, but I wouldn't classify you as an American. You've jumped the shark. You're something else from some other country, but not American. But when we come back, I want to discuss a couple of things like Kindle. I want to discuss some things that we didn't get to in this hour,
mm-hmm.
but I'm so grateful. And thank you for that conversation, Uncle Milty. I feel like I lost brain cells having it. And I also think it really was kind of that clue in for how people think. It's just where it, they don't want to describe to you how and why, because they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know how and why. They just want you to do what they're telling you to do, to err on the side of caution. When you've never had to err on the side of caution to be told to wear something before in your life. Okay? These are the same people that would crawl on the ground if it was to err on the side of caution and the government told them to. Remember that. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.